요.
And welcome to the first mailbox in November, which means it's time to reveal the identity of October's mystery chick, the architect who designed Hiroshima's A-bomb dome. Again, you have sent us a great many answers to our quiz, some of them going into great depth and detail. I'm sorry we cannot quote each and every one, because we would by far exceed the length of the program. As usual, the first one to write in was Prasanta Kumar Padmapati from India. From the United States, Yana M. Vatsulik wrote,
Jan Letzel is the mystery Czech. A part of the dome of the industrial hall is the only part of the original building that was left standing after the bomb on Hiroshima. Japan decided it would be a fitting tribute to all the citizens who died. He designed more than 15 buildings in Japan and is popular throughout Japan, but not as much in the country of his birth.
Harry Klugel follows Radio Prague in Maryland.
The Hiroshima Peace Memorial, the Genbaku Dome, was originally called the Hiroshima Prefectural Commercial Exhibition. In 1933, it was renamed the Hiroshima Prefectural Industrial Promotion Hall. It later became commonly known as the Atomic Bomb Dome, or the A-bomb Dome. In 1945, it was within 160 meters of the first nuclear bomb ever detonated in war. It was one of the few buildings to survive this detonation. It has been preserved as a reminder of that devastation.
Krzysztof Borski from Poland wrote,
Jan Letzel graduated in 1904, and in 1907 he came to Japan, finding work as a designer in Tokyo. During his 10 years in Japan, Letzel created more than 15 residences and public buildings. Hiroshima's Prefectural Industrial Promotion Hall, a fusion of neo-baroque and Art Deco, was completed in 1916. The architect left Japan in 1923 and returned home to Czechoslovakia. Suffering from ill health, he died aged 45.
Jayanta Chakrabarty lives in New Delhi.
The atomic bomb exploded almost directly above the building. However, the copper-coated Genbaku Dome withstood the explosion. Jan Letzel, however, never lived to see his dream project being preserved as a grim reminder of the devastation wrought about by human cruelty. What is heartening is that the memory of Jan Letzel, and with it the spirit of the Czech Republic, has been deeply ingrained in the memorial as a symbol of hope for world peace, harmony, and the brotherhood of nations, the very tenets cherished by the Czech Republic.
Pier Carlo Aquino writes from Italy.
It's a very curious thing that a European man left one of the few surviving landmarks in a Japanese town completely destroyed by an atomic bomb. The skeleton of his Hiroshima Industrial Promotion Hall survived because it was just beneath the atomic explosion. At the same time, it's a strange thing that Jan Letzel died forgotten and alone in the capital town of his own country. Sic transit gloria mundi.
A detailed answer came from Colin Law from New Zealand.
By 1950, the area surrounding the dome had become overgrown with weeds and damage to the walls around the building had become more pronounced. Eventually, in 1962, when the building became a hazard, people were forbidden to enter, and a wire fence was built around the vicinity. It was rededicated, still as a ruin, as the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, or the A-bomb Dome, and is Hiroshima's most recognizable symbol of the events of August 1945. Only one other of Letzel's building in Tokyo survived until today, the gate of Tokyo's Catholic University of Sacred Heart.
Christine Takaguchi Coates is writing from Hiroshima.
Your quiz this month is an easy one for me, as I've lived in Hiroshima for many years and have so many times seen the atomic bomb dome, which is all that remains of the wonderful building created by Jan Letzel, and felt the power of the message to the world that he has left. I came to live in Hiroshima 26 years ago. I can still remember the very deep emotion I felt the first time I visited the Genbaku Dome. It's incredible to be able to stand so close to where the bomb went off and to feel a sense of history and realise the basic inhumanity of it all.
Charles Konesny from Ohio writes,
A remarkable building made strong by Letzel using concrete to withstand an earthquake. Instead, it withstood a direct hit by an atomic bomb. Should the bomb have been used? In President Truman's view, it was either use it or endure a bloodbath on both sides resulting from an invasion of Japan by Allied forces. It's too bad Letzel's life was cut short by ill health. I understand his grave is empty in Náchod because he died of syphilis and the people of the town did not want him buried there. Perhaps you can tell us if this was true, where he's buried. No matter what, he was another Czech who made his mark in history.
I shall look into where exactly Jan Letzel found his final resting place, because what you write is indeed quoted in several sources. Yukiko Maki listens to Radio Prague in Japan.
To tell you the truth, I had not known his name until I found the answer to this quiz. I was surprised to learn that he designed so many modern buildings, such as hotels and universities, in Japan at the turn of the century. I really think he should be remembered well for his great contribution to the advancement of modern architecture in Japan. The Hiroshima Industrial Promotion Hall was half destroyed by an atomic bomb. And I wonder what he would think if he saw the present state of the building. It was registered as UNESCO World Heritage, but I wonder, would he be really happy if he knew it?
David Eldridge from England wrote this in his long answer.
The connection between Jan Letzel and the A-bomb is only circumstantial, since he died on the 26th of December 1925 and could not have foreseen the fate in store for his construction. The atomic bombing of Hiroshima on the 6th of August 1945 and of Nagasaki 3 days later is a far deeper and controversial story.
Christina Fallin writes from the USA.
This structure is very important to the Japanese people, as it now remains a key symbol of hope after withstanding the devastating carnage of the first nuclear bomb. On a more personal note, about 8 years ago, I had the great fortune to witness this amazing piece of art while vacationing in Hiroshima, and was profoundly moved by how the Japanese people regard this utterly breathtaking structure.
Once again, many thanks to all of you for devoting your time to our little quiz. All of you would deserve a prize, but unfortunately we can only send out 4 each month. And this time, these 4 listeners have been picked in our lucky draw. Swapan Chakraborty from India, Krzysztof Borski from Poland, Lars Wieden from Sweden and Christina Fallin from the United States. Congratulations, and your parcels are in the post. And finally, here's our November question. It's short and straightforward. Which Czech composer came to be known as Il Divino Boemo, or the Divine Bohemian? Your answers should reach us by the end of November at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Next week we'll be quoting from your letters and emails and answering your questions concerning Radio Prague's broadcasts. Until then, bye-bye.